I'm Bree Ripley with Yellowstone Public Radio News. Montana environmental regulators have set a reclamation bond at just over $154,000 for gold exploration on private property north of Yellowstone National Park. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports Lucky Minerals is arguing the bond is about five times too high, while mine opponents feel the bond is too small. The bond is based on what the state estimates it would cost to reclaim the area if Lucky Minerals left without doing any of the work. The Wyoming Department of Environmental Quality has received $1.6 million in grant money from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to help clean up contamination from leaking underground petroleum storage tanks. The funding will support staff that oversee cleanup projects around Wyoming. The money comes from a trust fund created by Congress in 1986 to address petroleum leaks from federally regulated underground storage tanks. The University of Wyoming is estimating just over 1,700 freshmen could enroll this semester, which would break the university's record for the largest freshman class. That estimate comes from looking at class registration, student confirmations, and the prospect of more international students registering. U.S. Interior Secretary Ryan Zinke and Agriculture Secretary Sonny Perdue plan to visit a Montana Wildfire Command post tomorrow as dozens of blazes rage across the western U.S. Zinke spokeswoman Heather Swift said today that two members of President Donald Trump's cabinet will be receiving a briefing from firefighters battling a 50-square-mile blaze burning northwest of Missoula. The Lolo Peak fire has destroyed at least two homes and eight outbuildings since it started on July 15th. A California firefighter died on August 2nd after a tree fell on him. Swift says the visit was requested by two Republicans on Montana's congressional delegates, Senator Steve Daines and Representative Greg Gianforte. The Montana Supreme Court has upheld a verdict and fine against a former state legislator who took illegal corporate contributions from an anti-union organization. The court ruled 5-0 today against the appeal by former Republican Representative Art Wittich of Bozeman. A jury found last year that Wittich received $19,599 in unreported contributions from the National Right to Work Committee and its affiliates in the 2010 GOP primary election. A district judge then fined Wittich more than $68,000 in the civil case. Wittich appealed to the high court after losing his 2016 re-election bid. He is one of nine Republican lawmakers former Commissioner of Political Practices Jonathan Modell concluded took illegal contributions from the National Right to Work Committee back in 2010. Wittich's case is the only one that went to trial. Farmers around the country are donating hay for ranchers whose livestock are suffering from the drought in the northern plains. But getting the feed to the region isn't proving easy. North Dakota's Agriculture Department has issued a plea for truckers to haul donated hay from other states for a hay lottery program for ranchers in the Dakotas and Montana. North Dakota Agriculture Commissioner Doug Goreen says the majority of donated hay is in nearby states, but donations also have been offered from as far as Maryland, Tennessee, and Texas. A company behind a private Montana resort community has paid the state more than $90,000 in penalties and will need to complete environmental projects to make up for spilling nearly 30 million gallons of treated wastewater into the Gallatin River. The Bozeman Daily Chronicle reports the Montana Department of Environmental Quality issued an order yesterday requiring the Yellowstone Club to pay over $93,000 in penalties and reimbursement to the state and spend hundreds of thousands more on environmental projects over the failure of a wastewater pond that spilled into the river. The total fine for the spill was just over $256,000. Wyoming's DEQ has received $1.6 million in grant money from the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency to help clean up contamination from leaking underground petroleum storage tanks. The funding will support staff that oversee cleanup projects around the state. The money comes from a trust fund created by Congress in 1986 to address petroleum leaks from federally regulated underground storage tanks. In 2005, the Energy Policy Act expanded eligible uses of the trust fund to include certain leak prevention activities. Financing for the fund comes from a 0.1 cent tax on gasoline sold nationwide. The EPA says Wyoming reported last year 6 new confirmed discharges, 96 completed cleanups, and 707 that are under investigation or active remediation. This is YPR News.